The 78-foot sunken fishing tender Lone Star is still stuck in the mud in the Igoochik River as responders try to figure out a new way to recover the vessel. The vessel grounded on June 30th while taking fish from the local fishermen for processing by Trident Seafoods. It began taking on water and eventually capsized in about 18 feet of water. It's been sitting on the bottom of the Igoochik River since that time, and it looks like it will stay there for a little while longer as responders try to figure out a way to get the vessel unstuck from the mud. Petty Officer Sean Eggert is a spokesman for Coast Guard Sector Anchorage, which is monitoring the recovery effort.
The crews out at the site are still working on a new salvage plan after their last attempt to bring the vessel up out of the river failed.
The salvage company Magone Marine Services was hired to lighter the fuel off the Lone Star and to salvage the vessel. It took over a month, but the fuel tanks were eventually emptied. But efforts to refloat the Lone Star have so far been unsuccessful. Petty Officer Eggert says it's unknown when a new approach will be tried.
We don't really have at this time any kind of an estimation on when the salvage plan will be finalized, or even when they'll or how long the completion of this work will take. The last plan that had been, the last thing that had been talked about as far as a potential plan was to bring in a larger crane that would have more strength, a larger capacity to try and tug the boat up off the riverbed.
The Lone Star is currently sitting on the bottom of the river near the river's mouth. Eggert says removing the vessel from its current location is a priority.
I can say that the vessel where it is a hazard to navigation. So leaving it in the river could cause some problems with vessels that want to transit through that area.
At the time of the sinking, the Lone Star was carrying over 13,000 gallons of diesel fuel and about 300 gallons of other petroleum products. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation reports that all of the fuel has been removed from the vessel. Petty Officer Eggert says the responders are still trying to figure out how much diesel and other petroleum products leaked into the Igoochik River. Sheening was seen from the time the vessel went down until August 9th, when the lightering efforts were complete. Eggert says responders are working on a new salvage plan, which must be approved by the Coast Guard before it can be implemented.